There's a gang goings on bloodbath. Have we put Aspana Begum MP's Bengali benefits bother to bed? GP's bloodbath investigative team retired to the couch, hoping never again to be involved in the likes of Tower Hamlets and its South Asian political, legal and business clans and their shenanigans. Little did we realise. While relaxing over the daily records, football, bookie and wife beatings, a headline caught the eye. Monday the 2nd of August's front page screamed, "Nursery shame. Health secretary reports preschool after claims they denied his girl a place, but offered one to another child with white-sounding name." The health secretary in question being Huzma Yousaf, a minister in Nicola Sturgeon's SNP government north of the border. The previous day, the minister had posted a teaser tweet publicising the tabloid story. It read, "Not a step my wife and I have taken lightly. After our nursery application for our daughter was refused a second time, my wife asked her white Scottish friend to put in an application for a child of the same age. Within 24 hours of refusing our application, my wife's friend was accepted." Note the use of the term second time. It is Bloodbath's understanding that the Yousafs first approached the nursery in September 2020, a near full year before going to the press and, as related in the record article, a near full year before reporting the Dundee Nursery, Little Scholars, to the Scottish Care Inspectorate. A very strange situation. Duty called. Huzma Yousaf. Huzma Yousaf, of Pakistani Muslim heritage, was born in Glasgow in 1985, an accountant's son. He was privately educated at the city's £13,000-a-year Hutchison's Grammar School. At Glasgow University, he studied politics while being president of Glasgow University Muslim Students Association and a member of the Student Representative Council. After graduating with an MA, Mr. Yousaf worked as a parliamentary assistant to a number of SNP MSPs, including present First Minister Nicola Sturgeon and former First Minister Alex Salmond. In 2011, he was elected to the Holyrood Parliament via a party list as an MSP for the Glasgow region. In 2016, he was elected as an MSP with his own constituency, Glasgow Pollock, an area with a large immigrant and Muslim population. Mr. Yousaf has never had a job outside of politics. From age 12, he volunteered for Islamic Relief, later becoming their media officer. He is a member of the SNP's Friends of Palestine. In August 2020, the entire board of Islamic Relief UK stood down following an anti-Semitism scandal. Amongst other things, trustee Al-Mutaz Tayara referred to Egyptian President General Sisi as being a pimp son of the Jews and called Israeli authorities grandchildren of monkeys and pigs. Hamas terrorist organisation leaders were, in his view, great men. In May 2016, Humza was appointed Transport Secretary, subsequently being prosecuted and fined £300 for driving a friend's car without insurance. Rather than leaving public life in disgrace, he was appointed Justice Secretary, having blamed his driving lapse on the breakup of his marriage. Which brings us to his then-wife, Gail Lithgow. Wife number one. Perpetual law student Gail Lithgow is a convert to Islam. Between 2009 and 2011, she too was a communications officer for Islamic Relief. She married Humza Yousaf in 2010. An SNP member, she sat on the party's executive committee. In November 2011, the following headline appeared in the Daily Record. "Labour call on SNP to suspend high-profile activist accused of dirty tricks campaign against Glasgow MP Ian Davidson." That high-profile activist was Gail Lithgow, who had circulated emails making false claims against Labour's Ian Davidson, a Glasgow political rival of her husband. In April of the following year, Miss Lithgow Yousaf was mentioned in dispatches again, this time when the Scotsman boomed. SNP activist caught up in fake leaflet row. Mrs. Yousaf had written a newsletter article regarding the approaching Scottish independence referendum. She had included a picture of herself endorsing the Yes campaign under a different spelling of her name and with her title wrongly credited. She also claimed to be local to Stirling, where she was a student at Edinburgh and Glasgow universities at the time. Ms. Lithgow and Mr. Yousaf were divorced in 2017 following his driving embarrassment. By 2021, she had enjoyed another conversion. In the run-up to the May the 6th Scottish parliamentary elections, via the Herald newspaper, she urged voters to support the Greens rather than vote for the SNP cult. Which brings us to the SNP Health Secretary's second wife. Wife number two. Humza married SNP activist Nadia El Nakla in 2019. A Palestinian, Ms. Nakla is a member of the SNP Friends of Palestine. Family members still live in the territory. She is a frequent visitor. The previous year, Ms. Nakla was newsworthy as part of a love triangle with her then husband, Fariad Umar, and the matinee idol that is SNP Dundee councillor Craig Melville. Becoming suspicious of an affair, Nadia's IT expert spouse used computer software to examine her mobile phone history. Messages to a friend called Karen caught his eye. Further investigation showed Karen to be a pseudonym for Mr. Melville. As the course of true love never runs smooth, so some of Mr. Melville's messages to his beau were fraught and not in keeping with the SNP's commitment to diversity, equality and tolerance. They included horrible murdering Islamic... It's not personal, I just effing hate your religion, and I'll do all in my life to defeat your filth. If I had a gun, I'd shoot a Muslim, but I'm not brave enough. Mr. Umar forwarded the messages to senior members of the SNP, but 2 years later he had still had no reply from party bosses. However, he had had his day in court, with Mr. Melville being found guilty of sending racist texts, fined £100, being forced to leave the SNP and step down from Dundee City Council. At least SNP activist Miss L. Nakla could never be accused of hate. Oh. At a 2012 Dundee Justice for Palestine festival, Ms. Nakla ranted about Israelis. Her comments included, how many times you have to condemn them? How many times do you condemn Israel? And you do nothing. They do nothing. You kill all these children, but it's okay. Try to be a little more lenient. Only kill half of them. At a similar event in 2017, she was less circumspect with her code words. After the Holocaust, the world said never again. That was shameful. We let people die, be murdered in concentration camps, and exactly the same thing is happening in Gaza. Exactly the same thing. In conflating the Holocaust with Gaza, Nadia falls foul of the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's full definition of antisemitism, which has been adopted by Scotland's SNP government. Why hasn't she been dismissed from the Nationalist Party? Why hasn't she been prosecuted? Perhaps she has a good lawyer. The lawyer. On the morning of Tuesday the 10th of August 2021, 8 days after the original Nursery Shame article, the following message appeared on Twitter. We will not accept our children being discriminated against by anyone. Like any other parent, we simply want our children to be treated equally, regardless of their colour of skin or religion. We were instructed by Nadia El Nakla to serve papers on the nursery. The papers served on the Little Scholars Nursery included a demand that the nursery issue a public apology and pay legal fees as well as damages to a charity of the couple's choosing, fees to be paid to the lawyer issuing the legal notice, and damages to a charity of the Yusuf's choosing. One wonders who they have in mind. Islamic Relief? Dundee Justice for Palestine? They won't be able to donate to Scottish Islamic Foundation, SIF, of which Humza Yusuf was a director. Wound up in 2012, ISF had spent several hundreds of thousands of pounds of taxpayers' money with almost nothing to show for it, and with hundreds of thousands more left unaccounted for. Bloodbath investigative team understands Yusuf's aunt and mother were employed by the charity, which was placed on a watch list by the Quillian Foundation after being described by them as an entry-level group for Islamists. One ISF founder member was also an aide to Alex Salmond and an SNP candidate, Osama Saeed, a long-time associate of Glasgow human rights lawyer Amar Anwar, who happens to be the brief instructed to serve papers on Little Scholars. Anwar is of Pakistani Muslim heritage. His Twitter banner consists of an Every Cause affinity yellow ribbon and a clenched black fist beside hashtag Black Lives Matter. Those legal letters were served simultaneous with a Daily Record double-page spread laughingly sympathetic to the Yusufs. According to Wiki, lawyer Anwar's controversies include comparing Bilal Abdullah and Kafil Ahmed's 2007 terrorist attack on Glasgow Airport with the United States' use of stealth bombers, drawing a moral equivalence between 9/11 and the action of the United States, making unprofessional, defamatory and factually inaccurate attacks on the judiciary, the jury and the wider legal process, representing the family of jihadi bride Askar Mahmood, filing an appeal on behalf of convicted Lockerbie terrorists Abdel Basset El-Megrahi, representing ultra-hard far-left troublemaker Tommy Sheridan, participating in Stop the War, etc., 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 etc. And accompanying controversial Magic Circle silk Paul McBride QC to Pakistan, during which time Mr. McBride was found dead, Wiki could have added. In a measure of how low the Scottish legal system and media have sunk, Mr. Anwar is festooned with awards. 2016, he joined the SNP. Only hours after those papers had been served, on the evening of Tuesday the 10th of August, the Times newspaper reported that Anwar faces investigation by the Scottish Solicitors Discipline Tribunal. In a statement, the human rights lawyer responded, "It would obviously be inappropriate for me to comment in any detail on pending matters before the tribunal involving confidential client business. But I can say this is a historic, technical, single issue from several years ago involving the wording of the firm's former terms of business, and any misconduct on my part is denied." Mr. Anwar is no stranger to his own personal legal tangles. 2006, his wife Iffat, a commercial property lawyer, bumped into a Mrs. Ferris car in Glasgow's Waller Street. Mrs. Anwar called her husband, who arrived at the scene and was seen chatting to a witness to the accident. Mrs. Ferry was labelled as a racist and subsequently tried at the city's sheriff court for racial abuse. However, Sheriff Coots acquitted Mrs. Ferry and referred to Mr. and Mrs. Anwar's evidence as being not credible. The lawyer's daughter. While on the subject of Dundee Council and the Law, who should we find working as a lawyer at Dundee City Council but a certain Miss Aisha Anwar? Could they be in some way related? We know that Mr. Anwar has three children, two daughters and a son. Is Aisha one of them? They do look like peas in a pod. Interestingly, Aisha specialises in litigation and spent her first university law course placement with Amar Anwar and Company in Glasgow. Aisha is a previous president of Glasgow University Muslim Students Association. Clash of Clans. The West of Scotland SNP, Pakistani Muslim political legal elite, appears like a bit of a clan. Perhaps surprisingly, so do little scholars. The proprietor of the innocent enough sounding Broughty Ferry Nursery has been named as Usha Fowdar. This is Usha Devi Fowdar, a directory of the nursery's parent company, Sword Nursery Limited. As well as Sword, 42-year-old Usha is also a director of Morningside Care Homes Scotland Limited, alongside 70-year-old Devandan Fowdar, who has numerous directorships, mainly in the care home sector, and is managing director of Thistle Healthcare Limited. The boards of Sword, Thistle and numerous other companies include and have included various members of the Fowdar family. Recently, Thistle has experienced challenging trading conditions. According to insider.co.uk, in the year to April 2017, the group was operating 8 care homes and declared annual pre-tax profits that were down from £895,000 to £38,000, despite turnover rising to £19.9 million. The article values Thistle's freehold land and property at about £8 million. Since then, care sector finance has become more complex with, on the one hand, the deadly impact of coronavirus, but on the other, the sector having taxpayers' money tipped on it because of the pandemic. On the 8th of August, the Scotsman stuck the boot into the Fowdars. Staff whistleblowers criticised Thistle Healthcare after 23 elderly residents died of COVID at an Eastbourne Bride home last year. Their Wyest Hills home is one of 5 care homes, 25 fatalities, with the highest number of COVID deaths in Scotland. In 2020, a whistleblower claimed the White Hills home was absolutely filthy, with staff having to provide their own cleaning supplies. A source said carers were at breaking point. The Scotsman went on to remind us that in 2007, Thistle's Green Hills home had a care commission complaint upheld against it. At first glance, it may seem unwise for someone who has never had a job to take on a well-established Glasgow business family. However, in his previous role as Justice Secretary and current role as Scottish Health Secretary, Humza Yousaf has some influence over the legal process. Interestingly, rather than go to the police, a civil action is being pursued against Little Scholars, and much influence over the care home sector. If Little Scholars lose or concede the case, expect them and their associated businesses to be hit with a wall of similar claims and obligations to charities of someone else's choosing. In recent days, Miss L. Nackler has been in the Scottish media laying the racism, death threat and victim, her miscarriages, card. Bloodbath suspects this has got nothing to do with a little girl's nursery place 11 months ago and much to do with two West of Scotland clans, senior members of whom, your reporter is led to believe, live on the same millionaire's row adjoining the golf course on Glasgow's exclusive West Side. In a place where ice cream rounds can become a war and local politics, law and media are close to failed state levels of nepotism and subservience, truth and justice are likely to be early victims in this conflict.